You're alive.
What's that, Chris?
You're live.
The recording is starting.
Okay, all right. Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's go ahead and get started with the Electronic Recording Technology Board meeting for Friday, April 27th. I show we're getting started at 9:32 a.m. Michelle, do you want to start with the roll call?
Sure. Matt Crane is obviously on. Sam Sterrett.
Hi. I just joined.
Okay. Gary Zimmerman.
Here.
Gary Leese.
Here.
Scott Stuckey.
Here.
Tim Bonner.
All 16 ballots.
Tim Bonner. Gilbert Ortiz?
Here.
Okay. Stan Martin? Susan Corliss?
Susan's here.
Okay. We have quorum.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Good morning, everybody. So the first thing on the agenda item is the approval of the minutes from the March 9th meeting and then the March 27th meeting. Does anybody have any adjustments? Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes, and does anybody have anything that needs to be adjusted or corrected? All right, hearing none. Let's go. Do we have a motion to approve the March 9th minutes?
So moved. This is Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Do we have a second?
Second. This is Bo.
Oh, thank you, Bo. All right. Any further discussion on the March 9th minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the March 9th minutes, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the March 9th minutes are approved. March 27th minutes, do we have a motion to approve those?
This is Bo. I move
to approve. This is Scott.
Okay, why don't we do Bo? You move it and Scott, you second. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yep.
Okay. All right, any further discussion on the March 27th meeting minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the minutes from March 27th are approved. Thanks, everybody. Next up is the Treasurer's Report. Gary?
Mr. Chair, we received our financial statements for the period ending February 28th from Anton Collins Mitchell, and I've reviewed the financial statements and can attest to their general accuracy. At the time that we received the financials, we had two counties that were 1 month behind. I checked at the close of business last night, and we actually only had one. So we've made some nice improvement in those areas thanks to our counties and our executive director's diligent follow-up. Notable that as we near the end of April, the one county that has yet to submit against their March fees collected is Denver County, and that has a significant impact on our monthly revenue should they not submit. Oddly, they submitted their remittance report, but did not submit any funds. So our executive director is aware of that. We will follow up in hopes that we can receive those funds before the end of the month, which is quickly approaching. Total year-to-date revenue, and again, this is for revenue collected through the end of February, for the fiscal year is just shy of $2.6 million. February revenue was $204,000. Prior year was $218,000, so there was a slight decrease of about $14,000 from the prior year. Expenses are sort of like a broken record. It's kind of wash, rinse, repeat every month. There's the accounting fees, which are static, our legal fees, which are, you know, operate in a fairly narrow lane, and our executive director fee. And that totaled a little over $6,900, certainly well within our budget projection. I will note that we transmitted our financial reports to our CPA firm a couple of weeks ago. Based on those preliminary reports, March revenue appears to be in the same general area as February revenue, somewhere in the 210 or low 210 range. This is not an exact science because of movement of money between accounts, but it'll be somewhere around $210,000 that is deposited into our account for the month of March. A couple of additional items that I've been involved in that directly or tangentially relate to my role as treasurer. The first is a question for board consideration, and I'm relaying a conversation that has occurred between myself, our Secretary of State staff controller, Michelle, and Matt, and it has to do with the upcoming financial and performance audit that we are going to be subject to with the Office of the State Controller. And I'm going to ask you to bear with me because I know that a lot of you, and certainly I, am accustomed to talking about numbers and having them tie together and lead to a very data-driven conclusion. This is a little bit more on the subjective side. We will be audited, and there will be management interviews that will occur from the Office of the State Auditor that will ask us if, to the best of our knowledge, we can attest to a variety of different things. And one of the questions that we are relatively certain we are going to be asked is, did the Secretary of State's expenses to support the program align with the fiscal note? And the fiscal note, some of you may recall, is $5,400. There is substantial evidence that our office has spent more money in staff time supporting the program. And that might be kind of a light way of saying it, particularly as we've been in startup mode and we've set up processes and accounts and worked with the accounting firm and such. What we are proposing is that so that any officers, board members, executive director that are asked during the audit process, do you have reason to believe, and I'm talking in a hypothetical, but do you have reason to believe that the office spent more than the fiscal note, that there may be a way to honestly say, yes, the office did, but there was a reimbursement approved and processed by the board to address that overage. So what I have proposed is that the board process a reimbursement or approve an invoice from the Secretary of State's office for a fairly minimal amount of $1,500. And the reason we came up with that dollar figure is the office has had to incur some direct costs for overtime and temporary pay differential, which are documented in our system. That doesn't really address, allocated time from staff, but those are records where we do have documentation, and we can show the auditor that those hard costs were addressed by the board, and that based on that, the department did not expend more than the fiscal note without being reimbursed. So I understand, just know that I'm not reading from a script here right now. So I'm giving you kind of a off the top of my head explanation of the issue. And that's what we were looking for the board to consider. I'm sure that there may be comments or questions, and I would ask for those now, please. Judging from the silence, can I assume that there's full understanding? Can you all hear me?
Yeah,
this is Scott, Gary. I'm in line. Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any concerns, or does? If there's no concerns, then Mr. Chair, I think it'd be a good time to entertain a motion. And to be clear, the motion would be to approve a one-time reimbursement to the Secretary of State's office in the amount of $1,500 to cover administrative costs in excess of the fiscal note.
One quick thing before we take this vote. Has anybody else come on the line? I believe people have come on the line, either Kim or Stan.
Yes, this is Stan.
Stan, is Kim on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line too.
Okay.
Okay, I think we should entertain a motion then to approve a one-time reimbursement of $1,500 to the Secretary of State's office for our services rendered beyond what was allocated in the fiscal note.
This is those.
Well, I think I heard
I'll
you
second
first.
It.
All right, thanks, Kim. All right, is there any further discussion on this?
Just a note up front, Matt.
And just
I think I should abstain from the vote.
Sure. No, I got you. And then is this something, Gary, is this something that we expect could happen from time to time going forward?
No.
Okay. All right, if there are no other questions, we'll go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right.
One
abstention. There we go.
All right. And then one other item of business. Our executive director has a contract with our enterprise, the ERT board. And that contract, those of you who have been with us from the beginning may recall, and those of you that have joined us since the beginning, for your edification, Michelle is under contract to provide services. She is not an employee. She is a consultant that provides services to this board. And those services are described as executive director. So it is not an employee relationship, it is a contractor or vendor relationship. The contract, its format is a 1-year term with options for renewal over a four-year period. So the first year is completed at the end of May. And Michelle serves at the board's approval. So if we wish to exercise the option to move forward with Michelle, there is some administrivia that the Secretary of State's office needs to do. It's not particularly onerous, but we need a little bit of time to get started with it, which will document that we are exercising the option, and then we'll deliver another one-year purchase order to Michelle for her services. The terms of the contract are such that her professional service fee is the same, and then we have additional dollars that contemplate the budget for expense reimbursement that are outlined in Michelle's contract. So there is no incremental cost contemplated. This is just a matter of the board attesting to their pleasure with Michelle's service and approving the exercising of the option for an additional year. I've had a discussion with Michelle as well as our chair, and to the best of my knowledge, as relayed from Michelle, she would be pleased to continue to serve the board. And with that, Mr. Chair, I would open it up to any discussion.
All right, thanks, Gary. Throw it out to the board. Now, is this something, I suppose we need to take a vote to extend the contract?
Yes, we would need a vote. We need something documented from the board that says it approves exercising the option. And I say this sort of tongue in cheek, but I would understand that if anybody had any issues they'd like to discuss, that, you know, perhaps a private conversation would be in order. But I've never heard anybody say, you know, hey, let's throw the bum out. Speaking of Michelle, so I kind of view this more as a an administrative formality. But I did think it, you know, appropriate to offer any conversation if the board would like to engage in some.
And Gary, I think you probably said this, and forgive me if I missed it. When is the contract? When do we have to exercise the option on the contract?
It would be the end of May.
The end of May. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts?
I'm all for renewing.
I think Michelle's done a fantastic job. So I agree, Kim.
I agree. This is Sam.
This is Susan. I would totally agree with that.
This is Bo. I agree only if she agrees to charge her computer just a little bit more before these meetings. She's always like in the 15 to 30 percentile.
That's because I get up early working on this stuff. You know, I've already been working for 3 hours.
Oh, nice recovery. Nice recovery, Michelle.
All right, so, sound like a politician. Mr. Chair, I think it'd be a good time to entertain a motion then.
All right, very good. Would anybody like to put forth a motion to exercise the option on Michelle Beatty's contract for the next year?
I'd be honored.
So moved. This is Scott.
Yep.
Scott? And then Gary, your second?
Yep.
All right, any further discussion? All right, all those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, hearing none. Michelle, thank you for all your great work. I think you can tell everybody's excited to have you keep moving forward with us. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody's vote of confidence. I really enjoyed working this last year with all of you, and I think we've made a huge amount of progress. So thank you.
And that concludes my report.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it, sir. All right, Michelle, you're next up to bat.
I don't actually have any executive update, executive director updates. I only have one permission request pending approval of some things further on down on the agenda item, and that is if we do approve the updated grant application and scoring, that would include reimbursement for past purchases and temporary staffing, and then also finalizing RFP, that I would have your permission to go ahead and email that information out to the clerks so that they have that. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
And if we approve it, I think that makes perfect sense to do that.
I think so as well. Okay. Michelle, go ahead.
I'm sorry, was there more conversation there?
I'd like to raise a topic, but I thought I heard somebody else jump in, so I'll defer. Maybe I didn't.
I don't know. Gary, did you want to raise something?
Yeah, it's kind of a general business issue. I had a conversation with our communications director, and it kind of stemmed from an event that I was at about a week ago. It happened to be an event that was hosted by Senator Gardner, Senator Cory Gardner. And just by happenstance, I sat at a table next to the president of Land Title. His name is John Fryer Jr. And he thinks what we're doing is pretty awesome, and is very grateful for, you know, what the state and the secretaries of state's office and the board is doing to help their industry. And in conversation with Lynn Bartles, our communications director, we thought that given that we're about to put out our first tranche of some pretty serious adult money out to the counties, that some communications out to the business community might be in order. It's not so much a patting ourselves on the back, is just, you know, raising awareness that there's, you know, really good work being done in the state and the counties and this, you know, public-private partnership that we're all engaged in. So what we'd like to do is put out a press release sometime in May, and corresponding when the checks start rolling out of here, we're processing grant approvals right now. So as the money starts to hit the counties and these projects are getting, you know, engaged with their vendors, we thought that the timing would be good to put something out that, you know, says that, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars are being put out there. And Mr. Fryer, the president of Land Title, provided a statement to us, which he sent by email just a couple days ago, that is incredibly generous but complimentary to the work that's being done. So our thought is that we put out a press release. It includes, maybe a statement from our chair and the secretary, the quote from the president of Land Title, and then we provide links to the board. And of course, those links to the board might result in some media contacts to your county PIOs and your company communications directors and such. But I wanted to float that out there. We happen to house and provide, sort of care and feeding to the ERT, but we don't own it. But it's a support service that we're happy to do because we think there's a story that's, you know, worth telling. So I'll shut up now. I was just hoping to get some feedback from the board. And if you all are okay with it, you know, we can work with some of the county PIOs and distribute something, you know, early next month for you all to weigh in on, like a draft.
Hey, Gary?
Yeah.
Gary, you're slowly going farther away from your microphone, I think. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, when did I break up then? I'm sorry, Bo.
Just about 10 seconds ago, I lost you.
Okay, so what we're thinking is that if y'all are okay with us creating a draft, by us, I mean Lynn Bartles, our communications director, what we will do is distribute the draft amongst the board, and, you know, you could have your PIOs and, you know, those of you that are in the private sector that have, you know, a marketing or a comms person could give it a once-over and, you know, give us your thoughts. And the idea would be sometime, you know, mid-May, late May, when we know we have money that's actually starting to hit the counties, that we would create some buzz out in the business press.
I think it sounds great.
I think that sounds great as well.
Okay, we will plow ahead then.
Michelle and Matt, what would you guys think of a few of us traveling to one of those counties and delivering, you know, like a big fat check and have a photo op or something like that?
Cool idea.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a good idea. This is Sam.
A giant cardboard check?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a cool
idea. That's a great idea.
Like the Publisher's Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
That's right.
Show up at the clerk's office at like 6 in the morning when they're in their house coat and drinking coffee.
Right.
Dressed like Art Linkletter or whoever did those things back then.
It's a great idea.
Okay, so why don't I work with Lynn and Gary in developing a press release, and I'll also develop a plan for counties that we might be able to visit to deliver those checks and communicate all of that to the board. Does that work?
Sure.
Sounds good.
That sounds awesome. All right. Any further conversation on that? All right, thanks, Gary. I think that's a great idea, Stan. I think it'll be fantastic to do that. Okay, agenda item number 4, grant application approval. Bo?
Yeah, so we did our homework and we scored. I'm sure that Michelle sent you all how the scores turned out of all the applications. We have Eagles to Watch, Archuleta, Costilla, Rio Grande, Chafee, and Montrose. I don't know if you guys want to discuss some of the scores or if you want to go to voting. What is your pleasure? Hearing no opposition, I think we can go to voting. So I'd entertain a motion to approve all of the grants unless somebody would like to break one out.
I'll move to approve the grants. This is Scott.
I'll second that. This is Sam.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hey, Bo, just one quick question for you before we do that. Just as I'm looking through, were any of these for complete system replacements, or are they all just upgrading current systems? Just out of curiosity.
I don't have them in front of me right now, but there were some for system upgrades, and there was even some for system upgrade and for preserving historical and digitizing.
Okay.
We got a good, I think it was a really good group of applications.
Okay. It's weird when you see one come in just to 23,000 at the, when we have the other amounts there that are much more substantial than that.
Right, and there was...
I think Eagle County had...
There was a challenge...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Eagle County, and what my recollection in their application is that they had planned for this project, and they had county resources already devoted, and they were looking for a grant for a partial offset. They weren't looking for full full reimbursement or full financial support. To me, it was the Sawatch one that was sort of take your breath away, because it's like a couple centuries worth of records that need to be digitized and indexed.
Barry, what is that? You were drifting away from the mic a little bit there again. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, to me, the most noteworthy application is Sawatch, because it's... I mean, it's just it's a tremendous amount of digitization and indexing. It's not, you know, catching them up from some years where they've been unable to do it. It's almost, I don't remember this, all the specifics, but it's almost like, you know, back to the beginning of time.
So, right, and they had a lot of challenges with their machines also.
Yeah.
And their system, so it's... So watches is kind of like a slam dunk, I think, and very interesting. They were one of the original counties, and some of their books are missing pages. And so it was about binding, it was about digitizing, it was about software, it was about hardware. It was a really good application.
Very cool. Okay, I think just as a... as a point of order, I think when we did this last time, I think we broke them out separately.
Okay.
So for consistency's sake, we probably should do it that way and vote on each of them individually that way as well.
Okay. So is there a motion to approve the application by Eagle County?
This is Matt. I'll move that.
I'll second.
So Matt and then Scott seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 All the same? Okay, that one passes. A motion, I would entertain a motion to approve Sawatch's application.
So moved.
This is Kim.
I'm sorry, Kim seconded. Who was the motion from?
Sam Sterrett.
Sam, okay. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. I'm sorry. Yeah, all in favor of approving, say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. That passes. I'll entertain a motion to approve Archuleta's application.
So moved.
I'll move. Gary. This is Scott.
Did you get that, Michelle?
No. Can you repeat that last one? Who moved and seconded?
I think it was Gary and, was it Scott?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All aye. All same. Okay, that one is approved. Entertain a motion for the Costilla County application.
This is Cal. So move.
Susan, second.
Moved by Kim, seconded by Susan. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, the same. passes. Entertain a motion for Rio Grande application.
So moved. Gary?
Second, this is Sam.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Rio Grande's application is passed. Entertain a motion for Chaffee County.
Susan will move.
I'll move, Scott. I'll second.
Susan moves, Scott seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Chaffee's passes. Entertain a motion for Montrose County's application.
Matt, so moved.
Kim, second.
Moved by Sam, seconded by Kim. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Congratulations. You're done.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Bo. All right. Any other questions or comments on the grant applications that we just considered before we move on? All right. Hearing none, an updated grant application and scoring. Michelle?
Matt, before we move on to that, this is Sam. I have to drop off for a court conference call at 10:15. So I apologize for that. I couldn't set it at any other time. So.
No, that's all right. Thanks, Sam. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, Michelle.
Thanks. So I worked with Bill Hobb to come up with some language. I'll make this a little bigger so you guys can see it. To come up with some language based on the last meeting that we discussed in terms of two different issues, reimbursement for counties of funds that have already been expended, and also counties that may be applying to hire temporary staff for the completion of a specific recording project. So on page 4 of the grant application, Bill Hobbs and I came up with counties may apply for reimbursement of funds that have already been expended if the expenditure establishes, maintains, improves, or replaces county electronic filing system as defined in section 24-21-4042 and meets the core goals listed on page 2. Additionally, expenditure funds must have taken place on or after June 10, 2016, the effective date of Senate Bill 16-115. Counties must provide proof of purchase, and then we listed that this was added. Those kind of hit the highlights of what you guys described would be some of the requirements, meaning they needed to still be a legitimate purchase given the legislative intent of Senate Bill 115, and that they would have to show that they have purchased this and that they did it after the effective date of the bill. Those were kind of the parameters that you guys had given me. So I'll stop there and open it up for discussion.
I think it sounds pretty good, Michelle.
Okay. And then the second part was counties may apply for funding to hire temporary staff for the completion of a specific project if the project, again, establishes, maintains, improves, or replaces county electronic filing system as specified in section 24-21-404-2 and meets the core goals listed on page 2. Counties must provide a closed quote and a statement of work. And again, those were the parameters that you had listed at the last meeting. And I will open it up for a discussion again.
That covers what my concerns were.
Yeah, once again, I think that sounds good, Michelle.
Yep, I agree.
And then we just listed those as kind of corresponding questions, obviously, in the actual application as well. So if the, you know, you'll see here, if the grant is for temporary staff with specific project, will the staff be working on, and please attach a statement of work. And then I also added in, will this be or was this a competitive bid process to upgrade an existing system to accommodate reimbursement for purchases? So those are the only two changes that we needed to make. The rest is consistent regardless of whether it's a current purchase or past purchase. And with that, if nobody has any questions, we can move to approving the updated application as amended.
Okay, any further conversation? All right, hearing none, I would, is there a motion out there to approve the grant application as amended?
Yeah, so moved. This is Stan.
Thanks, Stan. Do we have a second?
Kim.
Susan, second.
Thanks, Kim. Okay, any further discussion? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you, Michelle and Bill, for your work on that. I think that captures it well. All right. Michelle, anything
and
else
then,
on that before we... Sorry.
I just have the grant scoring rubric as well. And the grant scoring rubric, this is something that we talked about. Well, two things. Number one, we, at the last meeting, asked, you know, what happens to an application if it's rejected? Do we just keep considering it, or do they need to reapply each time? And what the board said was what they would like to be able to do is reject it and provide feedback to the county as to why it was rejected so they can make changes and reapply. And Stan Martin indicated how would the board know whether it's been accepted or rejected. And we agreed that we would add that on to the grant scoring rubric of having a box that has rejected and a place for comments. So we've added that. And then secondly, we've redid the statement of need. Essentially, when we were grading these before, people were who were applying for either equipment or digitization were able to have more points than the annual maintenance cost, which was one of the legislative intents. So what we did is we made this a little bit more even in terms of our scoring in this category. And essentially, we'll still have the category that will provide more points if a county does not collect sufficient funds or is a rural county. And then we've evened it out a little bit between software and maintenance, and then given just slightly fewer points or counties who are using it for something other, like digitization or staffing or those types of things. So I think that'll accommodate the needs a little bit better. Everybody on the grant committee who's been doing these grant reviews agrees this will be probably a better system.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions?
Not here.
I think it's good.
Okay. Then we'll have a motion to approve the updated grant scoring rubric as well.
Susan
so
moved.
This is Matt. So moved.
Susan moved. Matt seconded.
Okay.
And then do you want to take the vote, Matt, or do you want me to do it?
Sure. No, that's fine. Any further discussion on it? All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? No opposed. Okay.
And then we are back to the next one.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. All right. So we'll kick it over to Kim for the updated RFP.
Okay, as you recall, last month we came really close to approving the RFP, but we had some discussion about, you know, what if a vendor misrepresented their product and it didn't really meet everything that was required in the RFP. So Michelle and Bill Hobbs were directed to come up with some language, which they have. I'm sure you all saw it. And I think it's short and sweet and to the point. So I'm hoping we can move on and approve the RFP this meeting.
This is Scott, and I had some concerns with that, and I think this language represents what we're looking for.
What's that, Scott?
I had some concerns with this particular issue last time, and I think this language represents what my concerns were, so I'm good with this.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns? All right, hearing none, would love to entertain a motion to approve the sample RFP.
Kim, I so move.
This is Bo's second.
All right, thank you, Bo. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, Kim, thanks to you and the RFP committee for your great work on this.
Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion on that before we move on? Okay, hearing none, the next item is the board terms. And we have four members who terms are set to expire on July 1st. That's Sam, Scott, Susan, and Bo. Hopefully you guys will consider continuing on. So if you could send me and copy Michelle an email letting me know that if you would like to be reappointed to the board. If you could do that as soon as we can so that we can make sure we can dot the I's and cross the T's on that. So I certainly hope, though, that everybody will continue on with the board. Any questions about that? All right. If you guys could, if you could send me that email with your intent, either way, with your intent by the end of May, that would be great.
It's in your inbox.
Okay. Thank you. All right. If there's no additional discussion about board terms, then we are on to our last agenda item, which is our future meeting date. Michelle, do we have one on the calendar yet? I was just looking.
May
11th. We have one.
May 11th is the next meeting date.
I
will send out. I will resend a calendar invite again.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
And I will also send out a survey for our June meeting then. Do we tentatively go ahead and schedule our July 1? Even though the board is that it's shifting maybe or not? I don't know. Do you want me to go ahead and schedule both?
Why don't we go ahead and schedule both?
Okay.
The May 1 is the 11th, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Thank you.
And it'll be at the same time, 9:30.
Perfect. And then, Michelle, you will work with Gary and the folks at the Secretary's office set up to talk about the outreach, about the fact that we're starting to issue the grants, and perhaps doing some kind of public event in a couple of the counties where we're distributing funds to.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, comments, concerns before we adjourn for today? All right, hearing none, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Thanks, everybody. Michelle, we're done at half 10:21. Thanks, everybody.